Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
And we're rolling right along today. Nice to have you back with Mary and me in the New York City area as we get ready to focus on St. Augustine, Florida, located in the 27th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1845 and known as the Sunshine State. As for the next 5 minutes and change, it's destination spotlight number 55. And this portion of our program is exclusively sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Traveling is serious business, and Travel Pro Luggage allows you to travel with style without compromising quality and durability. There are many options for luggage out there, but Travel Pro garment bags, suitcases, executive briefcases, rolling duffel bags, totes, and even backpacks are the choice of more than 90 airlines and frequent travelers worldwide.
You know, Mary and I, we travel with their Platinum Elite line. We've shared that in the past. Rudy's on the go with their MaxLite 5, and we know firsthand that our bags are ready to handle anything we want or we're going to need to put them through. To ensure a successful trip, quality luggage is important, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com for info, specials, and more. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com.
Now let's discuss the oldest city in the United States as Richard Goldman, the CEO of the St. Augustine Ponte Verde and the Beaches CVB is holding for us on that show hotline.
How are you, Richard? Thanks for being here with us for our RM World Travel Destination Spotlight.
Terrific. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us today. So, you know, as Mary just mentioned, St. Augustine is the oldest city in the United States. You celebrate your 455th anniversary in 2020, so you certainly have a lot of history there. I've always found St. Augustine personally to be somewhat of a romantic city with the brick streets, the waterfront, and the Spanish Renaissance revival-style architecture that you have. So you've been in your position now, I believe, about a decade. What comes to mind most for you when you think about St. Augustine?
Well, that's right, Robert. One of the things that has inspired us is how we've been able to change with the times, create more wonderful culinary experiences, more entertainment experiences, but do it by protecting the authentic historical presence that we have here. We didn't make up those 16th century buildings. They're right here.
Great way to describe it. Rich, I want to throw out a few impressive stats for our listeners. Travel and Leisure has listed St. Augustine as high as number 4 on their annual list of America's favorite towns, and TripAdvisor ranked St. Augustine Beach as one of the top 10 in the U.S. 3 years in a row. You've got great golf there, a well-respected amphitheater, lots of things to do. As Robert said, romantic, destination for couples, I would agree. But what about families? Share some things that you think would entice families.
Well, it's a terrific family-friendly destination because our many attractions are easy to experience, affordable, and like we like to say, bite-sized chunks. They're not going to take you all day to experience one of those experiences. Where else can the kids experience a 15th century cannon firing and then go and be near all the crocodilian species on the planet? It's just a wonderful, wonderful collection of experiences. Everything is family friendly.
You do, and you have the beach fun as well. So now, for some of our listeners right now across the country, this may not be too surprising, but if they haven't been to St. Augustine, or if they're just not as familiar with the city as we are, oil and the railroad play a big part in your history, and even today, Henry Flagler's influence is found all over the city, isn't it, Richard?
It absolutely is. Some would say that the beginning of the modern tourism industry started right here when Henry Flagler, who was a partner in Standard Oil, brought his railroad down here and created the Ponce de Leon Hotel, which is now Flagler College. And that building is still here, open to touring. You can experience one of the biggest collections of Tiffany glass right there where the students have their lunch. Amazing experience.
So, like a good number of locations that we feature for our Destination Spotlight series, St. Augustine does take a little coordination to get to. So, for reference for our listeners, you're about 45 minutes south of Jacksonville, maybe an hour or so north of Daytona Beach, not far from Orlando, just less than 2 hours. Where do you attract most of your visitors from? And then I would say it's year-round. So where do you attract most of your visitors from? And if it's not year-round, when's the best time to visit?
Year-round is a great time to visit us, depending on what you're looking for in an experience. Atlanta, the South, is a major source. The Ohio Valley, as well as the Northeast, are our primary source markets. And right here in Florida, where folks who are coming to visit friends and family will take a side trip to St. Augustine, where it's a very unique destination within Florida because it's got genuine history. We still have 42 miles of beach. but they can experience things that they can't experience at other Florida destinations.
I was looking over yeah. all of the activities you have. I mean, it looks like March and April. There's just so many things going on. But we've got about 30 seconds with you left right now. I just want to ask last question for you. Give us one fact that you think would likely surprise folks in our audience across the country about St. Augustine and entice them to come visit.
We host one of the most recognized holiday light experiences. We call it Nights of Lights. It's from the first Friday before Thanksgiving and runs through the month of January. More than 3 million tiny white lights adorn all the structures and many of the public areas, but it's unique in that there's no LED, no white lights. They have to appear to be candles because it's tied to the legend of...
Well, there's something for the holidays. We like that a lot. Richard, we really appreciate you joining us today. Thank you very much. And if you're interested in more, you can just go to floridashistoriccoast.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Richard.
All right. Interesting. Nights of Lights. That's something else to go check out in St. Augustine, Florida. And when you do, let us know what you think. Right now, 55 locations have now been covered on the Destination Spotlight segment of our show. If you're interested in hearing any of them, you can find them on the homepage of our website. That's going to wrap hour one of the program this week, but we still have another new hour straight ahead. After these messages, Mary and I and Rudy will be back. We'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.